talk to you in a few days. Hope you're doing well. Just finished polishing off some brunch here, pancakes and eggs and bacon. Sitting here in coffee and a half a grapefruit, and sitting here munching on some white grapes. It's a beautiful day out there, 63 degrees.
Putting together the pieces of an HF rig, trying to get the antenna and all that stuff straight, but just about got it.
Now, I remember you saying you had an analyzer on it, was having some difficulties. I haven't seen much on there, although the front page of QST shows a sun and the beginning of sun cycle 25. And I hope it goes up in a very exponential fashion, shall we say.
To get some good benefits from that, hopefully. Got a good ground rod in the ground yesterday, and looking to get everything hooked up and seeing if I can get on the air and get out and do some DX stuff.
You know that all of your grounds are supposed to go back to the same common ground as what your house ground is on, don't you?
You know, there's some controversy about that from what I'm reading. But for now, just to kind of get up and running, I really have... It's a ground for the RF part of it. It's not a ground for the lightning protection part of it. Mine is more of a mobile setup than it is a permanent installation.
Well, sounds like you got it under control there. Jim, did you put a lightning arrestor in it, an Alpha Delta or something?
And I'm planning to do that. I'm waiting on some pieces to come in that I'd ordered so I can get it all connected. But I did purchase one of those, and... I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's the same kind. It's got one of those gas tubes in the center of it.
The other one I really am familiar with is polyphaser, and it's excellent. It's a little more money.
Along those lines. Hope to get that all set up. I'm kind of working my way through the different challenges I have with my setup over here. But I think it's coming together here. It just takes a little work.
A-team said, I love it when the plan comes together.
I did speak briefly with Rusty this morning. He was on his way to church and was singing in the choir.
But leastwise, they're blessed with that. I was hoping he was listening.
He seemed to be... trying to get things going on a first day of daylight savings time.
See, like I woke up an hour late. Let me see. My golly, my weather station actually changed its time. My watch didn't, and I got a couple of atomic clocks, one or two that don't change on their own, although they're set up for that. So I always check them. I think I got everything. I went out yesterday evening and set the ones in the car and the truck and the one in the kitchen and the one big one downstairs. And, of course, you don't reset the Zulu clock. And so I think I'm squared away.
Big challenge every year. I wish we'd just stay on daylight savings time and not change.
I read something that Congress has that in the works. I just gleaned it for a second this morning. I skim over the headlines on Fox News on the Internet. I don't have it on the TV here. I'm just sitting here watching Port Protection Alaska reruns, of course. We really like that. And then the Homestead Rescue, we like that one. And Light Below Zero, that's another one we get on our streaming that's really interesting.
My wife was watching some of the tapes of the Bob Hope USO shows, if you remember any of those.
I do. sure did a lot of good for a lot of people.
Need to go back and listen. You know, it's kind of a unique show in and of itself, but to go back and listen to the things that they thought were funny and compared to where we are, but it just kind of, you know, made you kind of long for a different time compared to what we're facing today.
We are, boy. That is the truth. I'd have liked to have seen that one with Ann Margaret in it. She was always a nice lady and so kind to the veterans and a beautiful lady.
One of my favorite cartoons is after Bob Hope passed away, one of the artists did a cartoon of Bob Hope walking up to the pearly gates, and there stood thousands of GIs there, and they said, "We've been waiting on you."
Really nice. The one that really irks me, and I shouldn't even say it, is Jean Fonda is still alive. But people tend to forget, you know.
And me was Colonel Jim Hightew, and he was our PAS at the University of Tennessee when I first got there as a freshman, and then he retired after we graduated and were commissioned. And he got shot down in 1966 and was repatriated back in 1973. And he had pictures on his door there that a French photographer had taken of their time in captivity in the Hanoi Hilton up there in Saigon. I mean, in Hanoi.
People just don't realize what those boys went through. Oh. I've seen enough of that in survival camp, and it's nothing compared to what they went through.
The little joys that flyers have to go through, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny. There's a senior chief who lives down the road from me here. I don't know them very well. They lived there a short time. Real nice couple, and he's retired. And so I stopped them along the road one day. They ride their bikes, and sometimes they walk up this huge hill out in front of our place. And I asked him what his rate was when he was in the Navy, and he says, "Pararigger." I said, "I hate parariggers." And he said, "I bet I can guess why." And I said, "Well, you guys that didn't have much shore duty," I said, "you were the aggressors in Warner Springs in survival camp. Pararigers, boiler tenders, and people like that that didn't get a lot, they made them the aggressors. Oh, they done a good job, didn't they, Jim?"
No comment.
Yeah. Well, it's a good experience. I had two real close calls up there in Kansas, and one of them was with the wife in storms, and it was good to have that experience under your belt.
It's always a great training. It's good stuff. And a lot of folks, even today, would benefit from, you know, the survival skills part of it. That's always, you know, the big part of it is the mental attitude that you can survive.
One of the worst things that happened to me was they had these line of black boxes, and you got down on your hands and knees and then folded your arms over, and they shut the door on the back of it, and there was a little hole down on the right side to breathe out of, but it was pitch black, and you were really stuffed in there. And they'd come along and they'd tap it with a nightstick to make sure you hadn't passed out. They're checking you for claustrophobia. And he said, "I didn't holler my prisoner number loud enough," and I can still tell you that number. It was number 94 out of 125. So he left me in there for two sessions. And when I come out, my body, you know how your hand goes to sleep, your arm goes to sleep at times? I was totally asleep up to my chin, all the way down to my toes, and he started poking me with that nightstick to get me out of that box. And every time he touched me, it just felt like it burned, you know. And so I finally, there was kind of like a, they were on a platform like a stage, but it wasn't very high. And I finally just rolled off of it and crawled out of that bunker. I'll never forget that.
W2 T-Mobile.
I recognize you, Rusty.
Get in the choir there, KO4 LEO.
I'm just singing anthems today, and things went pretty good. And still not fun singing in a mask, but, you know, we make do with it and do what we got to do. And choir rehearsal starts back officially on Wednesday, so that's the first of many things getting started again. And I'm looking forward to it, even though we're going to be, you know, properly adjusted for it, but we're going to still get back to it. And good morning to you again, and good morning to Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Rusty. I was trying to rustle you out of the bushes there a while ago, but it didn't work. Jim said he'd been talking to you for a little bit. Hope you had a nice session there. I had a neighbor call a while ago asking me about one of these HD antennas on TV that they were advertising for about $100 and all that, which is a total ripoff. And discussed that with him for a while. He's wanting to get the over-the-air channels better than what he gets them now. But he has no knowledge of RAF or anything. Go ahead, Jim. This is N0TR.
Bob was just complimenting you on your choir singing ability this morning.
Okay. That I could worry about, because his compliments can go one way or the other, you know, about that. So I'll have to take that under advisement, as they say. Go ahead, Jim.
You know, Tom was just telling us about the great breakfast he's had this morning, so I'm headed that way to grab a little bite to eat. I was running behind because of daylight savings myself this morning.
I think you said that compliment with a tongue-in-cheek type attitude there, Rusty. That'd be out of character for me.
Furman University this morning, and man, I'll tell you what, the flowers really look pretty around here this morning.
Phone call come in there. Yeah, I'm going by over here where the trees are all blooming out, all these with the white buds, and go by a church over here, and they're all over the place, and flowers are coming out, and I got flowers blooming at my house and everything else too. So anyway, but have to make a quick stop here at the grocery store before I head to the house. I'll catch both of you in a little while. N0TR to take it, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, talk to you later. W2T is N0TR. Those are Bradford pear trees, and we got a place half a mile from us, down on 101 across from the new O'Neill Edition gym, and he has a driveway that's several hundred yards long, and it's lined with those and the white petals on it. And I took pictures there, Bernice and I, one time, and it's just gorgeous.
We've got one in our front yard, big Bradford pear, and it looks very nice.
They're extremely durable. Every now and then he'll lose one, but I believe they're fast growing, aren't they, Bernice? She don't know about that. Well, I thought I heard someplace they were. We planted poplar trees one time along our property line up in Kansas. And they went real good for a few years, and then every now and then, one right in the middle of it, it dies. So poplar trees weren't my favorite either.
I'm in my backyard in where I lived in Wichita, and because they were fast growing, but they also produce a silky stuff or something when you get a bunch of them going, if I remember correctly, and that was kind of aggravating as well.
Yeah, Cottonwoods up there in Kansas, and oh, they were a mess. They were bad on filters and condensers. They just blocked the condensers.
The wind causes the trees to lean in one direction. It was always funny to go by a fence line and see all the trees leaning in one direction.
You remember the snow fences out there between Wichita and Fredonia?
I've never seen one as best that I could say. I mean, but we certainly got a good healthy dose of snow. And when I was on alert, every time it snowed really bad, we'd have to get out there and get the snow off the wings of the airplane so we could keep them ready to go.
The in the real old days, might have been before you, Jim, they had these, it was like these trellises. You see people growing flowers on that crosshatch pattern of lath-like looking things, and they'd put those along the highway in spots where it would drift.
Blew quite a bit. That in Oklahoma as well. I mean, it was quite something to see. Having been raised mostly in Tennessee, except for a few other short places where my dad was stationed overseas, it was just a different experience to live in the middle part of the U.S. like that.
Riding across there on my motorcycle between Augusta and Fredonia, it was just twisting curves on Highway 4796, I think it was. And you'd see these old rock houses that had burnt down out in the middle of the prairie and that. And I always just wished that those houses could speak, you know.
Yeah, they're for sure. That's for sure. Well, listen, I'm just about at my destination, so hope you and Bernice have a great Sunday afternoon, and I'll be checking in with you maybe later in the week, and so I'm going to be clear on your last there at 73 to you.
Nice visiting with you this morning. I seen W4DJW yesterday, and we sent a couple of pieces of Hawaiian cake home with him. He just stopped by briefly. He'd been up flying model airplanes with Steve, KN4VWA. And the headline here says, Senators Lankford and Rubio, daylight saving time should be permanent. Spring ahead and lock the clock in America. They're trying to get that changed. I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me. I'm just happy to wake up on this side of the grass every morning. KA4LAO and 0GR. Have a good day, Jim.
Clear. I'm 2 Tango Mobile.